Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Halftime Show. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and planned second. We get to know you so we know exactly what you need. It's your future. Let's protect it. Contact Farm Bureau agents Larry Gluey in Burlington, Patrick Booty in Bonner Springs and Marysville, Bill Shipley in Troy, Colleen Cope in Marion, Russ Oddie in Overland Park, Seth Erickson in Kansas City, and Jamie Eaton in Olathe. It's 13-10 Wildcats at halftime, and we're pleased to be joined here at the halftime break by Dr. David Rosati. He's Kansas State University's Vice President for Research. Great to see you, my friend. Welcome back.
Wyatt, it's a treat to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's jump right in here. Why is research at K-State so important in helping to shape Kansas State's next-generation land-grant mission?
Well, Wyatt, you know, there are three pillars of that great land-grant mission: teaching and research and service. And, of course, K-State has a rich and a long history, not only as one of the nation's leading land-grant universities, but the nation's first operational land-grant. Land grants do much more than just conduct research. They conduct important research on timely topics, and that has a great impact in our communities and across our state. So they're responsive to the needs of the state, and they can contribute directly to the economic vitality and growth in the state. So research is also helps K-State to become a talent magnet for Kansas. We attract students, we attract faculty, we attract federal agency investments and corporate partner investments, and that research helps to create jobs and attract companies and create opportunities for our graduates to stay right here in Kansas.
You know, it is something where K-State Research and Discovery serves Kansas and Kansans, doesn't it?
It does. So research at K-State leads to new technologies and new solutions and better practices in all fields, in agriculture that we're celebrating here today, in animal health, in engineering and manufacturing and more. It leads to new discoveries in science and medicine and the treatment and prevention of infectious disease, in energy, storage and generation, and human and behavioral science, and so much more. In other words, K-State research and its results, translated out into practice and into our communities, helps to lift individuals and families and businesses and communities here in Kansas by creating jobs, by attracting business and investment, by growing opportunities and elevating quality of life for all Kansans. And in this way, with this land-grant mission, we truly are the university for Kansans.
I guess to wrap it up, we talked this spring about K-State's new economic prosperity plan. Can you talk a little bit about how the plan is going and a key part of K-State's commitment to Kansas?
Sure, Wyatt. You know, we launched our bold economic prosperity plan for Kansas last year with really bold goals of creating 3,000 new jobs and bringing $3 billion of new investments into the state of Kansas in the next 10 years. And this was our commitment to Kansas and to Kansans to make our state globally competitive for businesses in key sectors like food and agricultural systems and digital agriculture and biosecurity and biodefense. And you know, these are areas of strength for K-State and areas where we lead the nation in academic programs as well as research. And of course, these are areas of key importance to the state and to the region. We want to make Kansas the undisputed leader in ag and food and animal sciences, next generation ag practices, and biodefense and biosecurity. We want to be the place where students want to learn, where faculty want to come to teach and conduct research, and companies want to locate to recruit our world-class talent and partner with a world-class research university.
As always, we appreciate your time. Great to see you, sir. Enjoy the second half. We got a ball
game. It's my pleasure, and let's go Cats.
Go Cats indeed. That is Dr. David Rosofsky, Kansas State University Vice President for Research. Cats on top at the break, 13-10. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.